Welcome to In Your Backyard, a Gardening Colin radio show sponsored by Sunnyland Fertilizers. Gardening expert Teresa Watkins can help you grow your lawn, your flowers, your shrubs and trees. She can even talk about the birds and the bees. Call 352-787-9523. That's 787-9523 to have Teresa help you create a yard that's not only beautiful, but water conserving and low maintenance. Now here's your host, Teresa Watkins.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to In Your Backyard. Overcast day. It is cool and chilly. It's supposed to be below average, but I was thinking this morning when I heard that it's below average, I thought, it's December. It should be cold when we're buying Christmas presents and putting up the Christmas tree. It's good enough even. It's just wonderful to even have a fire in the fireplace. And that's what I enjoy. We only get to do it about 3 or 4 times a year. So this is the time to enjoy the holiday season. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Teresa Watkins. I am a horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author, environmental consultant. I just love digging in the dirt. And I love to help people with their backyards, their front yards, their side yards, anything to do with turf, flowers, shrubs, you know, even your orchids, your vegetables. Just give me a call, 787-9523. It's my Christmas present to you. You can call me on any questions that you have regarding your landscape, regarding the weather. I even give advice on grandchildren. So you could just give me a call, 787-9523, if you're in the garden area. You know, it's going to get cold tonight. It's going to possibly be freezing in Sumter, Marion County, and further north. And so you want to be, you know, extra careful with your tropical plants. You know, the orchids are screaming, take us in, we give up, uncle. So if you have orchids outside in your pots, you definitely want to bring those in. If you have queen palms and pygmy date palms, shame. Okay, you do not, these plants are for the warmer climate of Florida, zones 10 and 11. They do survive in zones 9, but you know, you're really taking a risk. So what I recommend, that if you're thinking about buying pygmy date palms or queen palms, that you buy cheap ones. Get your money's worth. If it lasts 4 or 5 years, then you've gotten that money's worth, especially if you're in the higher zones, you know, zone 9A, zones 8. You definitely want to make sure that they're either in pots or that they're not too expensive. That's the, that's just the regular way. For those of you who also have tropical plants, like your crotons, your Panama roses, your azoras, your hibiscus, mandevillas, alamandas, plants like that that are definitely tropical plants. Well, this may be the first time this year that they could get snapped back. So how should you protect your plant? Well, just like humans, you want to dress your plants in layers, okay? Layers is good for people. It's good for pets. It's also good for your plants. And so what do I mean by dressing in layers? Well, you want to have at least 3 to 4 inches of mulch surrounding your plants to keep that ground a little bit warmer, and it's only going to be a little bit warmer, so you want to add another extra layer, and that other extra layer is lights. Not the LED, but your incandescent Christmas lights if you want to, and any of the other lights that are not LED, you can go ahead and wrap those around your palms, wrap them around your shrubs, lay them into an area just to raise the temperature 1 to 2 degrees more. So you've got your mulch, you've got your lights, and then you need a frost blanket, okay? I'm thinking right now we still have availability out there in your DIY box stores, Simon Seed Nurseries, any of your independent nurseries like Lucas and Appenberry's, they should have the frost blankets still available. We haven't gotten into the end of the season, so go ahead, grab 30, 40, 50 feet of it. It comes in, you can get it in different lengths, and it's 3 to 4 feet wide, depending on what kind you get. And you can just lay those and wrap it around your palm trees with the lights underneath, underneath, and then also the mulch on the ground. And then on top of that, if you have boxes large enough, go ahead and put a TV box on it. Well, not the flat screens. The flat screens would be kind of squeezing it in. But if you have the old-fashioned TV boxes or refrigerator boxes, washing machine boxes, anything that's big, I will tell you, we got a big Christmas present in for our Massachusetts family. It was huge, almost half the size of our couch. And so that box is definitely getting used. And so if you have big boxes like that, lay it right on top. So dressing your plants in layers is going to allow you to have that false sense of security and keep on planting tropical plants in your yard where they're not supposed to be. All right, because we do have palm trees that are open to growing all year round, and the palms. Let's see, where do I have the palms? Let's see, I've got them right here. Palm trees, vegetable lawn. And December. I've got them right here. Washingtonians, Beautia palms, the Bismarck palms, also to, oh, I do have a call. Thank you. Thank you, Mike. We're going to go to our phone call. Good afternoon. You're in the backyard with Teresa Watkins.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How can I help you?
Okay. I have a question regarding a plague of caterpillars.
Okay.
Okay. This was on an oleander bush.
Yes.
And these caterpillars were, they varied in size, but some of them were maybe an inch and a half long. They were black and orange, and some of them had long black hairs on them.
Right.
And they were devouring this bush, and we had to go out on three separate occasions and hand pick them. And we got rid of them. We saved the bush. I'm wondering what kind of caterpillars they are and what could be done to prevent them. I don't like spraying chemicals around, but I'd like to know a better alternative.
Okay. Well, those are oleander caterpillars, and so they're a host plant, so you're going to get them every year.
Okay.
Okay. And so the smaller ones are the larvae, the babies, and as they get bigger, you're going to start to see the hairs growing on them, and they are toxic. So not necessarily, I know you're not going to eat them, but if you squish them, it may be a little irritating for you. Okay.
Yeah, we drunk them in ammonia.
Okay, good for you. That's a really good chemical to use to kill them. And so, but they're going to get them every year. So oleanders, that's just a host plant for them. Now, you said you don't like to use chemicals, but you can spray the oleander as before, I would probably say twice a year, with 7. And okay. 7 is used in growing vegetables and in growing edibles. So it is safe for the environment as long as you apply it according to the label.
Okay.
Okay. And that's going to keep them off your plants. So I would do it in the springtime, I would probably say March and April, and then do it again in September and October.
Okay. And what do these caterpillars turn into?
They turn into the oleander moth, and they're really pretty when they turn into the moth. They're blue and black and white black and blue with white spots on them, a little bit of red. They're really very pretty, but they are a moth, and guess what? They're pollinators. So they pollinate plants that are available for nighttime pollination. So they do contribute to the environment.
Okay, so there is some benefit to it.
There is some benefit to it. They just don't make your oleander look good. They can devour one in an entire night. And here's the thing is that because they devour a toxic plant, because the oleander is toxic, all parts of it. So when you're cutting it back, you want to make sure that you have gloves on and that you throw it away in a plastic bag. You don't want to compost it or anything else like that. But it also makes the oleander moth resistant to birds and other kinds of predators.
Okay.
Great question. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your advice. Thank you.
You're welcome. We're going to be right back after a word from our sponsors and your phone calls. Stay tuned. You're listening to In Your Backyard on Real Country AM 790 WLBE. Fertile ground, inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling. Teresa Watkins here. gardening expert and host of In Your Backyard. Are you new to Central Florida? Don't know what to do with your gardens in your backyard? Your flowers, your shrubs, your trees, your turf? Learn what to do each month, every Tuesday, here at 12 noon on In Your Backyard, right after the auction show. Sponsored by Sunnyland Fertilizers and Simon Seeds Nursery. Remember, 12 o'clock noon on Tuesdays. Right here on Real Country AM 790 WLBE. Hi, this is Teresa Watkins, host of In Your Backyard on My 790 AM. When I need gardening supplies, I stop by Simon Seeds in Leesburg. Simon Seed has everything you need to make your yard beautiful and your garden productive, from seeds and plants to organic pesticides and fertilizers. Blondine can help you grow your plants like a pro. Make your landscape and garden the envy of your neighborhood. Visit Simon Seed at 105 West Magnolia in downtown Leesburg. Or call Blondine at 787-4415 and be on your way to the yard you've always dreamed of. And we're back with more of In Your Backyard. Teresa Watkins here. You know, we are going to be getting cold, and so some of the plants that are good to plant, you do have choices in palm trees that can grow all the way up through Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina. And those are, you know, the best choices to do. That way you don't have to worry about wrapping your palms or replacing your palms. And so some of them, like I mentioned earlier, are Butea, the cabbage palm, the California Washington palm, also the Mexican Washington palm, Canary Island date palms, Chinese palms, dwarf palmettos, European fan palms are really good, and then needle palms, Parodus palms are good, and then also salt palmettos and windmill palms. That's a really good assortment of choices, from very small palms up to very tall palms, up to, you know, 70, 80 feet tall. So if you have a really big house, two-story, three-story home, you can get a palm tree that will fit in your perspective, that will not be too large for your house and easy to maintain. We're going to have at 12:30, you're going to want to stay tuned. I have Randy Schultz of Home Garden Homestead for Christmas gifts. Last year he came on and gave us a wonderful assortment of Christmas gifts to get for your favorite gardener, and he's going to be on today at 12:30. We're going to be calling him, and it's going to be another great assortment of presents for your favorite gardener, family member that loves Christmas. So you're going to want to stay tuned to 12:30. Randy Schultz of Home Garden and Homestead. It's a great website. You're going to have to check it out and listen when he comes on at 12:30. I'll be very excited to see him. Oranges. Now, some of you still have oranges and citrus in your yard, and it's something that we're starting to sell citrus again. Now, it's not a good time to plant them, but what I wanted to recommend, because planting them, you want to make sure that you have the seasonal types of citrus, so that you're harvesting fruit from September all the way through June and July. How about that? And so what kinds of citrus are blooming, are ready to pick in this time of the year, December and January? Well, the navel orange is ready to pick. The amber sweet orange is ready to pick. Hamlin oranges are ready to pick. Pineapple oranges, they can get picked from November all the way through to March. Temple oranges are ready. Valencia oranges are ready. And then you have your grapefruit, your white seedless, your red seedless, and then also your grapefruit with seeds is ready to harvest right now. Orlando tangelos are ready. They'll be ready through January. And then the Mineola tangelo. For those of you in the Claremont area, Mineola tangelos and the Mineola area, that would be a great one to plant for you. Then also sunburst tangerines are ripe through January. Honey tangerines are ripe through January, and then all the way through April too, as a matter of fact. And then avocados, depending on the variety, avocados are ready to pick now, December, January, and February. So if you're thinking about getting someone a gift certificate for citrus, or giving them a citrus tree that you want to plant in March, those are the varieties that you need to check out. Let's go to the phones. Good afternoon. You're on the air with Teresa In Your Backyard.
Hey, Teresa, this is Blondine.
Blondine, oh, hi, how are you? Nice. Well, are you staying warm?
I'm moving around as fast as I can to stay warm.
Now, tell me, what do you do with Mango when it gets this cold?
He's at my house.
He's at your house. What a great way. He gets to go south for the winter, right?
Yeah, he does. When it's really cold like that, I don't take a chance.
No. I understand that completely. And so what is going on? What are you selling today at Simon Seed's Nursery?
Simon Seed poinsettias, of course.
Oh, yes.
just the time of year. And we're getting one last shipment tomorrow.
Okay.
And we're actually going to have some of the pink poinsettias.
Ooh, tell us about those.
Well, we had them early on and then ran out of them. And unfortunately, they were all sold out. But anyway, I've managed to get a few more.
And what do they look like?
Oh, gosh, they're a compact grower poinsettia with a really pale pink bloom that literally covers the entire plant.
Oh, they sound great. And what sizes do they come in?
That particular one comes in 8-inch.
Okay, super. So they're right by the front door.
It's a pretty good size, you know, because it is one of the new release varieties. I'm sure the growers are paying a premium money for the rooted cuttings and such. So.
Oh, I'm sure.
Anyway, they've been very popular, and I'm excited to have more of those. We've still got some vegetable plants, tomatoes included, kale and mustard and lettuce.
Yeah, those are the thicker vegetables as far as the leaves go, and they can really handle colder temperatures.
Yes. Absolutely. You were talking about fruit trees.
Yes.
We have the deciduous fruit trees coming in next month in about 3 or 4 weeks four or 5 weeks from now. And we encourage people to go ahead and reserve whatever they want. You know, we're having like blueberries, grapes, figs, peaches, nectarines, apples. All of those.
And people are surprised when they move here that they can grow the apples and peaches.
Right, and these are grown right outside of Gainesville, so you know that they're well-suited for Central Florida.
And they can get really good fruit. The fruit tastes delicious on them. So that's good. So you want them to call and reserve them because they do go quickly.
They do go quickly, and, you know, it's a relatively small grower with somewhat limited. I mean, we'll have plenty, but nevertheless.
No, and what I love about the trees is that you can get them, and they have beautiful little flowers on them when they're dormant like that in the springtime. So this is a good time.
Yes, and it is a good time to plant them when they are dormant. They don't suffer at all, so... we'll have olive trees, by the way, as well, too.
Ooh, nice, nice. I like that. That's great. So, also, too, this is a good time of the year to plant roses.
Yes, it is. The only thing I have right now, Louis Philippe, but if anyone is interested in, hybrid teas and such, we certainly can get them.
Right. Well, the Louis Philippes are wonderful. They bloom all year round.
They are.
And they just are very prolific, and there's no pest or disease problem. So they're the perfect rose for gardeners who don't know if they can grow roses or not.
Exactly. I mean, they never get black spot. They never seem to get any kind of insect issues.
Nope.
You literally do not have to spray them. And so I'm really sold on them. Other than that, we have some colorful annuals and perennials. We have galardias and snapdragons and some beautiful red dianthus that are blooming their little heads off.
Sure.
And angelonias in the white and the pink and the purple.
That would be nice. And then also, how about some pansies or...
Yeah, pansies will be here this coming Thursday.
Excellent.
Pansies and violas.
Ooh,
yes.
Nice.
We still got some Christmas cactus.
Oh, very nice. I sent those up north to my mother-in-law for her birthday.
Oh, yeah, cool. Geraniums. We have beautiful geraniums hanging baskets, and we also have them in 6-inch and in 4-inch.
Wonderful. That's very nice. Very nice hostess gifts to bring.
Yes. We have a few Norfolk Island pines left, some good-sized ones and some little ones that are perfect for tabletops.
Sure, sure. And also nursing homes and, you know, just taking them by maybe to the your office party, you know, and that's a great, great idea.
And, of course, we do have the Bloom's Almanac and the calendar as well.
Sure. Those are also very nice stocking stuffers. And then also gift certificates. Now, what amount do they have to get for a gift certificate?
Any amount. $5, $100, whatever.
Okay. I'll take the $100 one.
Yes. Okay. one thing we do have that's a little different that I did bring in is something called Kokodama, which are some succulents and cactus that are grown in a coconut.
Oh, how interesting. That's a cute gift from Florida.
It is. And you can they're made for hanging. So you
hang
them.
Really,
but they're
cute.
Not very big. They're like 6 inches, across. So, and they're
really
cute.
That's a really great idea. We're just not going to talk about coconuts don't grow here, but that's. But that's a cute vase.
But the cactus grows.
Yes,
so
the cactus does very well here. Yes, it does. Well, Blondine, tell everybody where you're located in beautiful downtown Leesburg. And tell them what your holiday hours are going to be, too, as well.
Okay. We're located downtown Leesburg on Magnolia Street, which is one block south of Main at the corner of Magnolia and First, right next to the police station. We're open from 8 to 5:30 Monday through Friday. And as far as I know, we will be open all through the holidays except for Christmas Day and New Year's Day, of course.
Of course.
And New Year's Eve and Christmas Eve, I'm guessing we'll probably close at 3 o'clock.
Okay, that's great. And your phone number, if they want to reserve those fruit trees
or
anything, the coconuts.
Give us a call at 787-4415.
Thank you so much, Blondine.
Thank you.
All right. Appreciate
Bye.
It. We can talk to you soon. Bye-bye. And, Simon Seeds, again, it's very important for the community to support local businesses. And local nurseries is very, very big part of Florida's, industries. And Blondine does such a great job. Her and her family have owned Simon Seeds Nursery for years. They know what they're talking about. They can help you pick that special gift for your favorite gardener. And it's just fun to go there and walk around. And I was hoping to see Mango in a little red suit, with fur lined, maybe being, Santa for the gardeners. But he's at home underneath a tree probably somewhere or in the house watching TV. He's happy to be out of the cold weather. So we appreciate Simon Seeds Nurseries for sponsoring In Your Backyard. Go in and let her know that you appreciate it too. 787-9523. If you're in the garden area, we can talk about what's going on in your backyard, whether it's your turf, shrubs, and weeds. And we get weeds in the wintertime. We'll be talking a little bit about that. But I am very excited. Randy Schultz of Home Garden and Homestead website is going to be on, and he has a list of the very top gardening gifts for gardeners all around the country. So for those of you out in California, hi, Lisa. And for those of you in Massachusetts, Ohio, Canada, and all different parts of the South, including Florida, you're going to want to stay tuned and hear Randy Schultz of Schultz Communications and the Home Garden and Homestead website. So we're going to be talking about that. If you'd like to get a hold of me, you can go to my website, www.she-consulting.com, she-consulting.com. The she stands for Sustainable Horticultural Environments. And you can go to my website and you can see all the latest information on my tour to Buffalo. I'm taking a wonderful bunch of gardeners. If you love gardening and photography, going to Buffalo, New York, we're going to have dinner overlooking Niagara Falls, and we're going to get to go into private gardens for the largest garden walk in the United States. You can learn all about it again on www.she-consulting.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors in the news. And we're back with more of In Your Backyard. Merry Christmas to everyone. We have a wonderful guest on. His name is Randy Schultz. He's with Schultz Communications and HomeGardenAndHomestead.com. It's one of the fastest growing websites for information about home, gardening, and your homestead. And I just love reading all the different posts that he updates on every day. Good afternoon, Randy.
Good afternoon, Teresa.
It's wonderful. How cold is it where you are?
Well, believe it or not, here in Colorado Springs, Colorado, we're having a very balmy December day. It's going to be 56 degrees. which is really warm for here this time of year.
Sure it is. Is it snowing at all? Has it snowed there yet?
We've gotten three little snows of 1 or 2 inches, but it's all melted off now.
Well, that's good. That's just enough for Christmas spirit, right?
You know, I want it to snow on the 23rd or 24th, and then it can go back to 50 and 60 degrees. I'm good with that.
There you go. Well, you have every year, and you were here last year with us, and we had really great response. You provide last-minute shoppers about gardening gifts that are available that they can get really quickly. And this year, you've got another top list for us. What do you have?
Well, one of my favorites this year, most people who are listening to your show right now know what a strawberry pot is. You know, it's a pot. It's got little pockets around the outside edges, and you tuck in little strawberry plants. Somebody's taken that idea and made a very attractive ceramic version of that that's a little smaller, so it's great for growing indoor plants. They call it a cacti and succulent planter.
Ooh.
But you can grow herbs in it. You can grow little flower plants. You can grow almost anything you want. But this cacti and succulent pot is available in 4 designer colors: turquoise, Mojave red, gray, and white. And it's smaller. Like I said, it's about 10 inches in diameter and 10 inches high.
Wow, so that sounds great.
Yeah, it's really cool. It fits nicely on a kitchen counter or on a coffee table, and it's a way to brighten up your indoor space. And I love it as an herb garden. I think that's
a
great
addition
to your kitchen counter. Grow, you know, some parsley, rosemary, sage, basil, all the culinary things that you're going to want to cook with during the wintertime.
Well, I love those colors, too. I mean, that's something for every kind of decor going on there: turquoise, Mojave red, and then gray and white. I think, and that will really coordinate well with green coming out of it. So,
absolutely. It looks really good. I've got a color of it as an herb planter, and it's wonderful. And this is, like you said in the intro, this is one of those things that you can buy online and have it delivered in a couple of days. You can get it from Wayfair.com. You can get it from Hayneedle.com. You can also find it on Amazon if you can't find it in a local store.
Wow, and that's great because Amazon has Prime, and you can get it in just a couple of days.
Yeah, two days, baby.
That's great. Okay, super. What do you have next?
Well, my favorite houseplant for this Christmas season is a trio of Christmas cactus plants that are all put together as one plant. You know, so you get 3 varieties in one pot from logies.com.
Oh, I love logies.
So you get a swirl of colors that include golden yellow, pink, red, and white. And,
really?
You know, Christmas cactus is a great plant for this time of year because it tends to flower at Christmas time, which is why it's called Christmas cactus.
Sure.
And what a great addition to your indoor landscape.
And then also, Christmas cactus, you usually see it in the pink and the fuchsia and sometimes the dark purple. But how often do you see it in yellow?
I know. So this is a great melding of several different colors in one plant that's very festive. I mean, it's not traditional Christmas colors that you think of, but it sure is a bright way to add to your indoor landscape.
And Logies has a lot of tropical plants on there for, you know, the gardeners in the Southeast and the Southwest. And so they're just a great gardening company. So I can appreciate, they'll have quality plants.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they're known internationally for their tropical plants.
And how do you spell that?
L-O-G-E-E-S.
.com.
Logies.com.
Excellent. All right. Sounds good. Now, you've sold me on 2, so that's, I'm getting 2 already. So,
well, a couple of my favorite garden tools, okay? These are for hardcore gardeners. I love the power planter augers that fit into your power drill, and you basically use your power drill as a way to drill holes in the ground. You don't have to dig anymore.
What? That sounds good. All the men are going, yes, tell us more.
So I don't know how many people plant bulbs in Florida, but for small bedding plants, this is a great thing. I mean, I literally, it's changed my gardening life since I got one of these a couple of years ago. Yeah, because literally, you know, you got a cordless drill, you take it outside, you put this big old auger in it, and it looks like a giant drill bit, and it drills a hole about 3 inches in diameter, and you plop your little plant right into it, and it takes just a few seconds, and you can just go zoom, 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 and put a whole, you know, a whole bed of little pansies or whatever you're planting.
Sure. And, you know, we do plant bulbs here, but I can even just see it just as just real easy. Instead of taking an hour to dig holes, you know, you're done in 10 minutes.
Oh, absolutely. It's so much faster and so much less stress.
And it comes in cordless or a cord.
Yeah, any kind of drill. Most of us have cordless drills, and that's even better because then you can go anywhere in the yard.
Okay, so now do they have to buy a whole set of tools to get this, or what does it come in?
Oh, no. I mean, you can buy individual power planter augers, and you can buy a pack of two that they call a homeowner starter pack. So you got two different sizes. And you know, it's just a great additional tool for your portfolio of garden tools. And so the two set, the homeowner starter pack, only costs about $38.
Wow, that's
a great gift.
Yeah.
For you or for, you know, the gardener in your life.
Sure. And that's a great stocking stuffer, too, as well.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Now, where do they get it?
You can go to powerplanter.com and get that.
Powerplanter.com. Okay, that sounds great. What is... Okay, so now that's three. Okay, so Tony, we're getting our shopping done here.
Yeah, I want to do something different. We'll go back to another tool. But, I mean, gardeners of all people are out and about and in their yards all year long, right? So you go out, and even in Florida, you know, it could be chilly. You come back in, and you need to warm up.
Sure.
So one of my favorite home and garden gifts this year is called a Cozy Legs Flat Panel Heater. And you plug this in and stick it basically underneath your desk or anywhere, you know, next to your favorite chair. And it puts out a very even, gentle heating source that warms up your legs and your toes and keeps you toasty. I just love the idea of this. It's small. It's not one of those things that, you know, blows air out. It's more a radiant heater.
Wow.
And, it's just a great little addition to your winter home, just to keep your little working space.
Wow.
Or your reading space warm.
Well, we need that here at the station today. Tracy's sitting out front without any heat.
Well, there you go. She needs the Cozy Legs Flat Panel Heater.
Okay, now where would she get that?
You can get that directly from the company that makes it. It's called CozyProducts.com.
Okay, that sounds good. And this is and how big is it?
This thing is, it's small enough. Let me see if I've got the dimensions here. It's about... a foot tall and 18 inches wide.
Wow, that'll fit right underneath a desk.
Yeah, exactly. It's meant to be a little space heater, a little portable space heater.
Okay, super. That is a great idea.
And it only uses 13% of the electricity of a standard
space heater. So it's efficient. That's
very efficient.
Well, that's great. Okay, so that's super. So Tracy, you got to buy that. All right. And we can deliver it overnight. So
that's right. You'll be cold today, but tomorrow you'll be better.
Better days ahead.
Yeah.
So all right. That's next.
I got to talk about my friend's book. Kylie Baumley is a friend of mine from the Garden Writers.
And mine. I love her.
Yeah, she's a great human being, and she's so excited about butterflies. So she wrote a book this year called The Monarch, Saving Our Most Loved Butterfly. And it is a great picture and information book that tells you everything you need to know about butterflies, their habitats, what they eat, what you can do to set up a butterfly-friendly garden, you know, the plants to plant, the other little things you want to do. You want to have a water source. Anyway, it's a delightful book.
It is. I've got it, and it's great for all ages, no matter, you know, if it's elementary school or a teenager in high school or any person interested in protecting our pollinators and monarch butterflies. It's an awesome book. And how would someone get that?
Well, like so many books, it's on Amazon.
Okay, super.
So just Google The Monarch.
Right,
and it shows up. Now, the other thing is a company called Botanical Interests out here in Colorado took that book and combined it with four packets of seeds that are mentioned in the book. So they've got a butterfly collection that's a great gift. You get the book and you get the seeds, and that's from Botanical Interests. And the whole thing, the Monarch Collection gift, is $25.
That's a great gift.
It's a great gift, and anybody who loves to read and anybody who loves to grow flowers and maybe even protect monarch butterflies is going to love that.
Okay, say her name real quick and the name of the book.
Her name is Kylie, Kylee. Baumle, Baumle. And her book is called The Monarch, Saving Our Most Loved Butterfly.
Okay, great. Now, Randy, we're going to go to a break. Can you stay through the break?
Sure.
All right, we're going to be right back with Randy Schultz of Schultz Communications and Home Garden and Homestead.com. And you can go on to his website and you can see all of these gifts. And I'll be posting pictures of them later. Stay tuned. You're listening to In Your Backyard with Teresa Watkins on Real Country AM 790 WLBE.
Gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch.
Hi, Teresa Watkins here, gardening expert and host of In Your Backyard. Are you new to Central Florida? Don't know what to do with your gardens in your backyard? Your flowers, your shrubs, your trees, your turf? Learn what to do each month, every Tuesday, here at 12 noon on In Your Backyard, right after the auction show. Sponsored by Sunnyland Fertilizers and Simon Seeds Nursery. Remember, 12 o'clock noon on Tuesday. Right here on Real Country AM 790 WLBE. Hi, this is Teresa Watkins, host of In Your Backyard on My 790 AM. When I need gardening supplies, I stop by Simon Seeds in Leesburg. Simon Seed has everything you need to make your yard beautiful and your garden productive. From seeds and plants to organic pesticides and fertilizers, Blondine can help you grow your plants like a pro. Make your landscape and garden the envy of your neighborhood. Visit Simon Seed at 105 West Magnolia in downtown Leesburg. Or call Blondine at 787-4415 and be on your way to the yard you've always dreamed of. And we're back with more of In Your Backyard. Teresa Watkins here. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author. And with me right now is Randy Schultz of Home Garden and Homestead.com website. We're talking about gifts for gardeners that you can still get right now. Randy, you have more gifts that, you know, are really very practical, very good for gardeners, and they can get them immediately.
Absolutely. Everybody's looking for last-minute gifts, including me. And I always compile my favorites this time of year, and everybody loves to have a little extra idea or two. So my favorite hand tool in the garden, and it might be yours too, is a cobra head weeder.
Oh, definitely.
And cobra head is a Wisconsin-based company, a family-owned company. I've known Noel and his family for years. They came out with this cobra head tool several years ago, and it is like one of the things that they describe the tool as is a steel fingernail. It's a single prong. It's shaped sort of like a cobra head, and it is one of the best digging tools I have ever seen.
It is, and it's so easy to hold, and it feels good in your hand when you're holding it, so that's what I like about it.
It really does. It feels good in your hand. It's properly weighted, so it's really easy to use. And I had a patch of grass that had sort of invaded underneath a pine tree, and I waited for a rain, and I went out with my cobra head tool, and I dug up that grass very efficiently. It was the greatest gardening day ever to take a job that you know is going to take forever and to have it go really quickly. So I love the cobra head weeder, and they even came out with a smaller size, great for kids and seniors and women and any kind of you know, smaller weeding job.
Sure.
So.
Sure, and they last a long time. They're well made, quality tool.
I don't know that you're ever going to wear this thing out. I mean, the handle is molded around the metal digging part, so there's no way for it to slide or slip out. I mean, it's really engineered very well.
Excellent, excellent. If anybody would like to try and wear it out, they can come to my yard. We can see how long it lasts.
Absolutely. That's a brilliant idea. I think you should make that offer like every week.
That'd be a great idea. We'll do a research study.
Absolutely. That's a great idea.
Okay, great. We've just got a few more minutes, Randy. Do you have something to wrap it all with? And then I want to you to tell them about Home and Garden, homegardenandhomestead.com.
Sure, but let me just say the website real quick, cobrahead.com.
Cobrahead.com, yeah.
All run together. It's spelled exactly like it sounds.
It is
and
a good
other
tool.
Thing I wanted to talk about, you know, sometimes you get plants for gifts and you give plants, but poinsettias and amaryllis are the two most popular holiday plants. Poinsettias are, you know, everybody knows what they look like. The bracts are red. They're not, actually not the flower that's the cool part of the plant. It's a colored leaf.
Right.
But they last throughout the holiday season, and then a lot of people throw them away. Go ahead and buy it for a gift. But go to homegardenandhomestead.com. We just posted a story on how to take care of poinsettias to keep them healthy through the holiday season and beyond.
Sure.
Because in Florida, you can grow this plant year-round. Probably put it outdoors in a sheltered spot, and it'll turn into a, you know, a 10-foot tall shrubby tree. I've seen them in Hawaii growing in landscapes. It's a beautiful plant.
It is.
So it doesn't have to be something that you just enjoy through the holidays and throw it away. You can continue to grow it.
My cousin Anne-Marie in Scotland has been growing. In fact, she actually is in Ireland. She has been growing poinsettias in her house, for the same plant, for nearly 20 years.
Well, exactly. I mean, it really is a very long-lived plant in subtropical and tropical climate.
Sure.
It's from, you know, Mexico and Central America, so it grows really well outdoors in those kind of temperate climates.
I know that, and they have so many different beautiful varieties. So it is a great plant, and your articles will help people learn how to grow them and take care of them, because they don't really have any pest problems.
No, they don't. They don't, and they're relatively easy to grow. The challenge is to keep them dark in the months of October and November, so it triggers the bracts and the flowering.
Sure.
So that you get that color.
Sure.
But even when they're totally green, it's still a very pretty plant.
It sure is. Now, you mentioned amaryllis, and I think that's one of my favorite plants to give as a gift, you know, at this time of the year.
An amaryllis bulb is a great beginning plant for somebody, because it's really hard to not get it to grow. You literally stick it in some potting soil and water it, and it puts out these incredible shoots, well, you know, of really big, showy, trumpet-shaped flowers. I love them. I got one as a gift. I started watering it November 2nd. It's already in full flower.
Aww.
And the flowers last for weeks. It's just a great plant.
It is. And again, you can plant those outside here in Florida. And they do bloom multiple times here. So it's a wonderful plant. And the pest problems, there's not too many of them. But they just make a great indoor. They're very elegant and very, very artistic. You know, I mean, they just look very, very...
They're very classy, aren't they?
Classy. They are. That's a great word for it. So tell us, Randy, all about Home, Garden, and Homestead.
Well, homegardenandhomestead.com was designed to be an online resource for anybody interested in anything to do with homes, gardens, or bigger properties, homesteads. So seasonally, we'll put up things that, you know, you want to do in the garden now. In the winter months, we tend to talk about indoor plants and you know, ways to keep your house warm and cozy. It's just a great place for, you know, magazines aren't as popular as they used to be. Everybody's going online for information. So homegardenandhomestead.com was designed to be an online magazine type of a source for information you can actually use.
And you have information all year round, so that you talk about edible plants with Ellen Zachos, and you have great writers that have give, you know, great factual information.
Well, you know, I'm blessed with a portfolio of great people, a whole stable of folks I've met over the years through the Garden Writers Association. And they've all, everybody I've asked to write a story has said yes. And the wealth of knowledge is amazing because, like you said, Alan Zakos specializes in foraging and natural native plants. She's a wealth of information about that topic. And, you know, indoor plants and all these other topics, I've been able to find people who are great writers and know a lot of stuff and communicate it really well.
Wonderful. Randy, thank you so much for coming on. You give such great gift items. I know I'm going to get 3 or 4 of them at least. And hopefully my husband's listening and I'll get a couple others too.
Well, I hope so. And I hope somebody takes you up on that Cobra Head Challenge too.
I think that
will
be...
Come weed your yard.
I will let you know how that goes. Merry Christmas, Randy, and have a happy new year.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. That's Randy Schultz. And his website is homegardenandhomestead.com, all one word, homegardenandhomestead.com. And he does have great articles all year round about how to take care of your plants, how to take care of your home, and great articles on, like he said, Ellen Zakos with foraging, Kylie Balmley with monarchs and, saving our monarch population. And all the gifts he talked about today, you can find on homegardenandhomestead.com. So a big thank you to Randy, and he's a great guy. And the Garden Writers Association is a great association for getting real great garden writing. And you can check that out at gardenwriters.org, O-R-G, right there. So what should we be doing right now in the garden? Well, you just kind of want to bundle up for the next couple of days, but the temperatures in the 70s. It's going to come back for this weekend. We're going to get rain again this weekend. And I will tell you that I'm kind of surprised that we are getting all this rain. Every week we've gotten 1 inch to, 1.5 inches all throughout the state, periodically. They were talking about drought areas down in Melbourne, Volusia Coast area. You're getting some sporadic rain there. But this is a time of the year to wean your landscape off of irrigation. That's important. Let's take a call real quick before we end the show. Good afternoon. You're on the air with Teresa in your backyard.
Sam the Orange Man, good afternoon, girl.
Sam, it's great to hear from you. What's going on in your world?
I've got about 12 avocado plants ready, anywhere between a foot tall and 3 feet tall for you to graft.
Thank you so much. That is great. How do we get them?
Well,
by the station?
By the time springtime hits and everything, I'll probably have another dozen.
Well, excellent. I'm looking forward to doing that. That's great. You are so sweet. That's my Christmas right there.
The blueberries are budding already.
Isn't that amazing? Did yours turn real red this year?
Yep.
The leaves?
Sure did.
Going by the blueberry farms, all of the blueberry bushes are solid red. It's just amazing. It looks great.
So what part of what month do you want to start grafting?
I'm going to probably wait till it warms up. So I'm talking about the end of March, first part of April.
Okay. Deal. I will touch base and we'll take some pictures of what we did and put it on your website too.
That will be super. I would love to do that. Thank you so much, Sam. You have a Merry Christmas.
Have a good holidays. You too. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye. And that's great. You can always reach me at www.she-consulting.com, she-consulting.com, or you can check me out on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, LinkedIn, Instagram. You can see pictures from my landscapes. You can also see tropical plants used in landscaping, all different kinds of ideas for your own backyard. And if you'd like to send me an email, you can do that through my website, www.she-consulting.com. We're here every week, Tuesdays at 12 p.m. That's Eastern Standard Time. And we will take all your gardening questions. And so next week, we'll be back with more of that. I think this is going to be a great Christmas year. You are going to want to check out, again, Randy Schultz's site. Big thank you to him for coming on and giving those great presents. Don't you, whenever you hear what people have to give to as gardening gifts, that you want to get it for yourself. Isn't that? That's always the hard part about Christmas is, oh, I want that. And so Randy gave us some great ideas. So I'm looking forward to that. And so if you are interested in gardening, again, check us out here every week on WLBE Real Country AM 790. And a big thank you. Remember, water's not only your right, it's your responsibility. Take care, everybody. See you next week.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.